Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. I'm Richard Vobes, and this is the audio diary of my life behind the scenes of a YouTube creator. It's the 3rd of July. Is it the 3rd? Oh, yes, because Friday was the 4th. We were going to be doing a thing in Glastonbury tomorrow, but it's been cancelled yet again. And I dare say it'll crop up somewhere else in due course. I've just changed from one pair of shorts to another pair of shorts because they were a bit grubby, so I'm just swapping over keys, wallet, and well, not the hanky, because that needs the new clean hanky. Is it £1.20 in that pocket? And then my belt. This was a belt that was made by a leatherer chap that we... Was it at the Shine? Yeah. Last year? I don't think we've been invited to do the Shine this year. Which is fine. In fact, as much as it would be nice to do these things, I am hoping that if we can find somewhere in the next month or so, we'd be busy. And that's quite good. And I'm taking that as an omen that because we haven't got lots of stuff in the diary, other than the Barbara O'Neill thing, which is just 1 week, we've got a couple of things in there, but I'm hoping that actually, instead of traipsing around the country doing all that nonsense, we're going to be traipsing around our own land. If we can find it, because, well, we're looking at something at the weekend. I'm still keeping my eye online in case there's something else that's available. I'm not throwing all my eggs in one basket, but we now feel, I don't know, it's a very visceral feel that this potential place is looming. The one that we're looking at is about an hour or so away, which is very handy because we could retain the house for a while, for a year or two, and bomb between the two while we set the landscape up. Because there's lots of different ideas now that we've got and what we'd like to do with it and how we would lay it out and set it up and all of these things, which would make it much more livable and of course croppable, farmable, exactly. But the key is getting the soil as fertile as possible, and knowing what will grow. And of course there's, you know, is there water? Is there going to be, not so much is there a water supply, that's one thing, but one could always get a borehole, I suppose. But it's, what's the soil like? Does it retain water? Is it clay? Is it just too thick to retain water? And then if it is too clay, what can one do to aerate it and create the soil so that it is more friable, and the soil on top of the clay, as it were, you know. Or if it's sandy or chalky, then that will naturally cause an issue, whether the water just drains away and how high it is and, you know, does it flood? All those sort of things. So there's so much to think about. So that's really occupying our minds at the moment. That my book is finished, and we're just trying to get to the end of the our version of proofreading and then get that printed out and get it over to other people so that we can then get that back, get the corrections in and get the book done. So we're going to do some of that today because Julia doesn't have to be back home quite so early. We've got the farm shop to do today, so we're going to get through some of that. Hello, Puss. You all right? Oh, I only went to stroke you. You don't need to run away, you silly cat. I know. So, yes, it's all of that's very exciting. Our friend Ed came round yesterday, which was very nice, and he needed to borrow some money because of some bad payments that were late to him. So he said to me, he said, any chance I could borrow 40 quid? So I said, yes, no problem. So I gave him the money, and I said, look, when you come to pay me back, because he said, oh, because I have lent money before, and when I had money, and I said, you know, look, don't, if I'm going to lend you whatever, don't worry about paying it back, because I hate people. I know what it's like when you owe money. It's awful. You've got that hanging over your head. So for a while, for quite a short while, when YouTube was actually paying me, I was able to be generous and help a few people out, and said to them, don't worry about paying me back. Now, of course, YouTube has demonetized me for the last 8 months, and I'm unable to sort of help people out financially. Although I did help Ed, and he said, well, I will be paying you back very quickly. And I said, well, that's very kind. I said, don't pay me back in money. I said, just go, because he visits this tobacconist. And I said, just buy me two tins of tobacco, which equates to the same amount, more or less. But anyway, he came back with three pouches last night. One was equivalent to one tin, and then, which is like 50 grams, and then two 25 grams of different tobaccos. He said, I've got these, you know, they're all different and all something new to try. So I had smoked a little sample packet he'd brought round from Cornel and Deal, or whatever they're called, which is called Bijou. And that was quite nice, and I did like that. So he bought me 50 grams of that, which was very nice. They were in these awful packets, these plastic packets with the government crap on them. So immediately put them into tins where there is no stupid messaging or subconscious, you know, wording to the old brain there. And the other one was something called Sunday Picnic, which actually I tried that. Nice, but quite strong. I tried that last night. And then another one, oh, this one's come off. Black Frigate. No, yeah, Frigate. And that, why has that come off? That shouldn't have come off. Or did it, was it never on there? I need a bit of sellotape to stick the label on this blank tin. See, I've got some blank tins. Well, because when you buy tobacco, it comes in a tin. It can come in a pouch, but I prefer to buy the tins because the tins are going to be useful. But I tell you, all these tins will be useful when we're on the land for seeds, nuts and bolts, and things like that. There'll be all these tins. You know, there's always tiny little things. But, I'm keeping all the smoking tins. So, yeah, this is Black Frigate. That's now got the label stuck on it. So that's very nice. Tempted to... Two of them were in block, so Sunday Picnic seemed quite strong. Tempted to have a little puff of that, but in a different pipe. But yes, those tins will be useful for the seeds and things like that. It's going to be very interesting, and we need somewhere to, you know, a little shelf unit to store these things. So let's get that out and give it a whirl. And my beautiful lady has just strolled into the front room where I am. How are you, beautiful lady, strolling into the front room?
I'm okay, thank you very much. I hope the lovely viewers, listeners aren't all well.
Are they all George?
I have to say that.
Oh, sorry.
I'm confused about this dress at the moment. How does it go?
You can't remember how your dress goes?
Yeah, because I usually leave the halter neck bit tied and then just undo that bit.
Oh, I see.
But I undid it for it to go in the wash so that I could tie both the neck tie and the waist tie together so they wouldn't tangle and snag in the washing machine.
Yes.
And now...
Now you can't remember how it goes.
How it was set up before.
Ah.
I'll get there.
You'll get there. A woman of your genius. So we're very excited about the prospect now. It's taken a long time, and a lot of people have moaned, you know, in the comments.
Oh, if Richard was very serious about it, he would have got the land, he would have done...
Well, certain things have had to come into place, and certainly... I feel like I've had to write the book, because if the book sells reasonably well, and there seems to be some interest in it, then there's a little revenue coming in there. We've got to have revenue coming in. And I think the English couple is still monetized, so the English couple may explode. Well, not explode, but there's a lot of interest in regenerative farming and that sort of thing, and people doing this kind of stuff. So I think, although we haven't done much with the English couple, I think the English couple has a chance, being the and Julia's channel, of course, is also, well, I don't think you've monetized yet, are you? But it's not demonetized.
No, my own is not.
Whereas all my other channels are a bit craply organized. But the English couple actually is monetized and could bring money in. So once we've found a bit of land and we can start documenting it, people may watch, and we may, that'll be another tiny bit of revenue, you know.
Every little helps. Ugh. Whose advert is that?
Never Tesco's.
Yeah. So hard to avoid all these things.
I'm just smoking up the old, whatever it's called, Sunday picnic. Which keeps going out at the moment. So yes, we're off to the farm shop, and then we're going to get on with the books, chapters rather. The sun is shining, which is nice. Yesterday, I moved logs in the garden, which was very nice. Stacking them up, because they'd been delivered a couple of weeks ago. And my normal stacking area were full, and then I've depleted those over the days because obviously I use the logs all year round. And then I thought, right, we'll fill up those stacks, which I did, and then I managed to get the logs in different places so that the back garden was clear again. And it was just nice to be out. It wasn't hot weather. It was muggy, but it wasn't hot because it was cloudy yesterday, and it was a bit damp in the morning because it had been raining, which is great because that means soils and things would have got nicely wet. But all the time I was just thinking, well, this is like, I'm imagining I was on the land shifting logs, and what would we do when we have logs and stacking them up and all of that. Now, it's all right for those people who've got big gardens or gardens with grass and various things. You can already imagine what it's like. But many people, this garden I've got has been eaten up by a shed, which was at one time an office, a studio, and now it's just junk in there that needs emptying, and the whole shed is sort of dilapidated. And there's only really a passage in my garden. And some people live in flats with no garden whatsoever, you know. And you think back in history, and most people had access to the land. We have been, over the years, slowly and slowly reduced our access to the land. And a video that we watched yesterday, this young woman made the comment, again, it's obvious really, but... people in towns and cities become dependent on others for well, everything, for food, for leisure and everything, because people are basically in boxes and they are dependent on, I guess, the council. Well, when you've got a bit of land, doesn't matter how big it is, you know, if it's an acre or slightly bigger, you become less dependent on these things. You might be dependent on perhaps meat coming from somewhere, but if you can grow most of your veg, your cereal, some oil, by oil I mean vegetable oil, not vegetable oil itself, but olive oil, you become less dependent and freer. And it's a sense, you know, at the end of the day, it's what is freedom? It's a sense of being free, being able to do what you want to do. If you're honourable, you have good ethics, you have morals, and you like to be wholesome, then if you're able to just follow those natural pursuits and be happy without interference and interruption from nosy, overreaching authority, then you know what that's nice. And if you're not asking for anything from these bastards, then leave us alone, thank you. But you have to get out. You know, you've got to get out from the towns, unless you've got a house with a garden. You know, a reasonable sized garden. But the towns have that issue with the 5G. Radiation, noise, pollution. Cars running up and down. Privacy, invasion of privacy. Restrictions. Pedestrians.
Noise pollution.
And I feel that, sorry, I'm smoking my pipe. I know people hate it when I'm smoking my pipe because it slows me down, but it slows me down even more in the naked Englishman, which is a sort of a rambling thing anyway. But I feel like I've been here in this house for 35 years, more or less, from 1990. And I think that's, you know, that's a third of a lifetime, isn't it? I feel now I need to, and I've had access to the country when I was young. I've been in a town for 35 years. I've rambled over the downs. There's a park, there's the sea. I like open spaces. But it is time now to plant oneself in the country for the rest of my days, another 35 years or more. So 35 years from now would take me up to 90 something, wouldn't it?
So you're on a promise to live to a minimum 120.
Yeah, I get to 120. With all this wholesome living. And anyway, I'm only 30 in my mind. So there you go. Yes, exciting times. Things to do, people to see, phone calls to make, letters to write, countryside to sit in, pipes to smoke,
woman to kiss,
sunsets to watch, ponds to sit by. Hands in the soil, just enjoying nature around you, watching the birds, watching the insects, the pollinators, growing meadow grasses, putting up hedges, you know, all of this. What a wonderful thing it would be. It's not for everybody, of course. Most people, I suppose, are so in the rat race, they have little experience of the countryside, they can't imagine anything probably worse than being away from their centrally heated houses and their Netflix accounts and all of that. Well, I've never had a Netflix account, never had central heating, so I've never wanted either of those. They just seem an anathema. Julia's coughing her guts up. Well, it's an enigma that people want that, but is it anathema? Is that the word? Similar, but I don't know that that was it. But anyway, it is what it is. 20 minutes in, no AG Street today. Sorry about that. You're probably going, thank God for that. He's not reading that wretched book. It is interesting to contrast, because there'll be a lot of stuff in here which will be interesting. There'll be a lot of stuff in here that is interesting that is not applicable because of the scale of farming that we're doing. So yeah, we are at November and it starts. There's a picture here of some horses and a couple of guys with ploughs behind. Well, we won't be ploughing. So anyway, as I say, I shall read that in the next episode probably, or whenever. But there it is. Anyway, thank you for listening. If you did, to Rambling Vobes and the lovely Julia, and it was very nice to have a little bit of that pipe tobacco. But I only had wanted a little sip of it whilst I was chatting to you. So until next time, toodle pip, have a good one, and bye.
Tatty bye.